This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Yeah, buddy. Hour 5, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. Cowboys Crosstalk with Bobby Belt and the guys coming up at 7 o'clock. The Fan After Dark, 8 to 11. Time now for a Chuck Wagon with Woolchuck.
All right, let's do it. We'll start with, I guess, the election from last night. And this was something that I didn't know was an issue across the country. Apparently, we had a problem with young voters being able to sign their names properly. I didn't know, like, I am happy they got rid of this in school, like learning how to write in cursive. I had to do that.
I print everything.
I didn't like it. Yeah. I didn't like it. The cursive writing was something that I could never really get down. It looks beautiful. For those that can do it, I envy you.
Yeah.
But I was never able to do it. I guess shortly after that, they got rid of it. They don't teach that anymore. But I guess signing your name, I felt like that would just be, you should be able to do that, right? Mm-hmm. If you go to school, you learn how to sign your name. Apparently not, as this was one of the reports courtesy of CNN.
The problems that they're running into is that a lot of young voters don't know how to sign their names. And so when they've signed their names onto some of these ballots, they are not jiving with what state officials have on file. And so what they're doing at this point is sort of frantically reaching out to a lot of young voters across the state of Nevada to say, hey, wait a minute. Hopefully they're looking at their text and saying, hey, wait a minute. There's a problem with your ballot. You need to check in with the state and make sure that your signature is verified so your ballot can be counted.
Wow.
What if that's what actually happened to Dabo Swinney?
Maybe. He's like, hey, we don't know. But I guess
he doesn't sign NIL checks, you know, so he's just not used to it.
I'll even print it. Like, just print your name if you can't do it, if you don't have a sexy signature. Just go ahead and print it out. It's fine. But I guess this was a problem yesterday, and I didn't realize that we stopped teaching people how to sign properly.
I mean, you can just do a squiggly line. It's one of the most liberating things when you say, well, I'm not going to worry about each letter. There's just going to make like the first letter.
Yeah, the first letter looks nice and big, and then the rest is just scribbles.
That's what I do, a Z, and then boop, boop, boop.
There you go.
It looks terrible, but whatever. It's my signature. Sorry, I suck at cursive.
Bank recognizes it.
All right, let's get to the Exploding Whale Day. It's now an official holiday in Oregon. This is to commemorate America's first viral news story. It's been 44 years since America had this story. It all went down on a beach in Florence, Oregon, when the carcass of a 45-foot sperm whale was exploded on the beach by an overeager demolition crew.
A sperm whale explosion for the ages.
It sure was. Yeah. Now,
sperm everywhere.
This happened on November 12, 1970.
Remember when Greco used to call people sperm head?
Sperm head. We go back to that day, November 12, 1970, with this news update.
It had to be said, the Oregon State Highway Division not only had a whale of a problem on its hands, it had a stinking whale of a problem. What to do with one 45-foot, 8-ton whale dead on arrival on the beach near Florence?
It had been so long since a whale had washed up in Lane County, nobody could remember how to get rid of one. In selecting its battle plan, the Highway Division decided the carcass couldn't be buried because it might soon be uncovered. It couldn't be cut up and then buried because nobody wanted to cut it up, and it couldn't be burned. So dynamite it was, some 20 cases or a half ton of it. The hope was that the long-dead Pacific gray whale would be almost disintegrated by the blast, and that any small pieces still around after the explosion would be taken care of by seagulls and other scavengers. Indeed, the seagulls had been standing nearby all day. As everything was being made ready, we asked George Thornton, the highway engineer in charge of the project, for his final observation.
Well, I'm confident that it'll work. The only thing is, we're not sure just exactly how much explosives it'll take to disintegrate this thing so the scavengers, seagulls, and crabs and whatnot can clean it up.
Is there any chance it might be more than a one-day job?
If there's any large chunks left, and we may have to do some other cleanup, possibly set another charge.
This is insane. Okay, so now people are gathering around along this beach to watch them set up to blow up this giant sperm whale that has washed up on the shore. As Paul Lindman continues to report post-blow-up of said whale.
Our cameras stopped rolling immediately after the blast. The humor of the entire situation suddenly gave way to a run for survival as huge chunks of whale blubber fell everywhere. Pieces of meat passed high over our heads while others were falling at our feet. The dunes were rapidly evacuated as spectators escaped both the falling debris and the overwhelming smell. A parked car over a quarter of a mile from the blast site was the target of one large chunk. The passenger compartment literally smashed. Fortunately, no human was hit as badly as the car. However, everyone on the scene was covered with small particles of dead whale. As for the success of the effort, well, the seagulls who were supposed to clean things up were nowhere in sight, either scared away by the explosion or kept away by the smell. That didn't really matter. The remaining chunks were of such a size that no respectable seagull would attempt to tackle anyway. As darkness began to set in, the highway crews were back on the beach burying the remains, including a large piece of the carcass which never left the blast site. It might be concluded that should a whale ever wash ashore in Lane County again, those in charge will not only remember what to do, they'll certainly remember what not to do.
Well done, Paul. It's amazing. This story I had no idea was a thing. I guess this has now become an official holiday in Oregon. They're actually making November National Whale Month. In honor of this exploding whale.
Nice.
And the whole thing's incredible. I mean, the lore of this, I guess, is has taken over local businesses or selling whaley cool items. And they say that something that went as terribly as this, we should not forget. And I guess when you blow up a whale, a sperm whale, along your beach and chunks go all over the place.
Yeah.
Hitting cars and human beings and all kinds of carcass.
They just wanted to blow something up.
They did.
Yeah, like, what
they
do we do?
They just really wanted to blow something up, dog.
But now you know.
Boxes of dynamite. Let's do something here.
Do that. If you don't want chunks of rotting whale raining down on locals everywhere, let's just not blow this thing up. But, like, did you grow up ever hearing about this whale story?
I don't think I had, no. And it's funny because there's so many things that are familiar to me from this story, including Paul Lindman, who was like the host of this news convention I went to in like 1999 that the AP had put on there in Lincoln City, Oregon, just down the way. But no, I hadn't heard about this until, you know, maybe a couple of months ago, actually.
It's amazing.
Chuck, but it does seem like something that Oregonians would rally around.
Man,
that's just quirky enough.
I
never heard about that. But and then for Broadus to give us the science behind the just dead whales and how you have to avoid them because they're hazardous.
Yeah, if you're ever out in a boat and you see a dead whale like floating on top of the water, stay away because the gases in the whale, if you like poke on it or something, could
it's building
explode.
Up.
Yeah, and then you have the same problem. Like whale chunks all over you. You could get killed.
Yeah, debris.
Debris.
Yeah,
yeah,
you have whale organ debris,
right,
clubbing you over your own head.
Yeah.
That could explode you.
It could.
If you get killed by a piece of whale falling from the sky,
that's a terrible way to.
Is that like, well, yeah, I guess it was just his time.
Yeah, no question.
Yes. And yeah, there's video of it. I mean, I watched it. They actually show it during this video from 1972-14. But now there's actually a petition going on that really, in order to celebrate this exploding whale, they need to blow up another whale carcass in remembrance. I don't think that petition's really gaining steam, but maybe one day as part of the celebration to really honor the sperm whale, they find another sperm whale that's 45 feet and blow that thing up.
Make it a tradition. Yeah,
it's insane. We've got a whole day and now a whole month to remember Exploding Whale Day. Now we get to clones. You guys believers of clones?
It's been done, right? You can clone plants. You can. They cloned a sheep, didn't they?
Yeah. Yep, they sure did.
Like, what about human clones? Like, do we think anybody...
Should we be trying it?
Well, do you think anybody...
Can you get your pet cloned?
Yeah, you probably could.
I think you can get your pet cloned.
I think you can. Hmm. But, like, do you think a celebrity's not real? They're a clone.
Oh, like the Epstein Island version of people? I don't know. You know, I think anything's possible.
Like, shout out to that MF-er's not real, you know.
Oh, the airplane lady.
Well, it does appear that Jay Cutler's ex-wife, Kristen Cavallari, she has her Let's Be Honest podcast, and she said on said podcast she does not believe that Kanye West or Britney Spears are real. She thinks they're both clones.
I mean, if you take a look at some of the pictures of a younger version of yourself, you add 50 pounds, a lot of things look different. Like some of these Diddy pictures from when he first broke out in the mid-90s to now, like, man, he does look a lot different, you know? So can't rule it out. Based on what I know, Woolchuck.
Yeah, that's probably something I've realized, Lucius. Like, what's all the crazy Hollywood, ridiculous, disaster, sexual insanity.
Oh, is the deviancy?
Yeah. I think I've realized.
Like, they're trying to live up to the 60s and the 70s. 70s was really wild, you know what I mean?
If you say so.
I mean, really wild. What is those living rooms that you can walk down in?
Oh,
what is that? When you step down
like
into the living room?
Of sorts?
No, it's not that crazy. It's okay. Just, I don't know that, what did you call
a basement?
It? No, it's just a living room, but you step down in like
sunken?
A conversation pit.
Oh, ooh, conversation pit.
Yeah, okay. If the house had a conversation pit, it's usually a freak off in that joint.
Oh,
it's just been a freak off.
Telltale sign.
Yeah, it's a telltale sign.
There were a lot of houses like that in the 80s.
Sure was. It was cool. In the 80s?
It was cool. Yeah, that I grew up in, going to buddies' houses. Maybe they were from the 70s.
Okay.
Yeah, but they
were.
Yeah,
just, man, you know, those guys.
That's where the freak-off went down.
Yeah. Brought us snow. Don't let Brodus fool you. Brodus,
I was thinking a sunken living room is what sunken.
Tell us more about the freak-off.
I'm talking about all them freak-offs in the 60s, the late 60s mid-70s.
Yeah, Studio 54, all that stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of freak offs.
A lot of freak offs, bro. Yeah.
Well, I guess
Andy Warhol and those guys.
You know when the NBA said he had like 1,000 women? What's that guy?
Will
Chamberlain.
Yeah.
20,000.
Yeah. I think it was 20,000.
Yeah. Well, Jim Brown. He had a run.
Yeah.
Well, Kristen Cavallari, I guess this went viral, and Britney Spears didn't like this. She actually reached out. And Britney, I guess, told her. Kristen
I'm not a clone.
I get a call from my publicist. He calls me, he goes, guess what? Guess who wants your number? Britney Spears. Going, what? If you didn't listen to the last episode, I said, we talked about conspiracy theories, and I think Britney's a clone. So she gets in a text exchange with Britney, her agent, and herself. And Britney, in the group chat,
wait, is this the real Britney or the clone Britney?
Well, she's not sure. She says, I'm not going to read it. I would love to read it. It was a bit of a roller coaster, but she basically says, I'm not a clone. Which makes now Kristen Cavallari believe even more so that Britney Spears is said clone. Because who in their right mind then says a text saying, I'm not a clone? If you aren't a clone, you just leave it be. Is Britney Spears a clone?
It's exactly what a clone would do, Woolchuck.
Right? Yep. Clone-like behavior, boys. Clone-like behavior.
Yeah. That's how you have to couch it. I'm not calling you a clone, but you are demonstrating
clone-like
behavior.
You're acting like you could be cloned.
Yep.
And now Kristen Cavallari is even more buying into the fact that indeed Britney might be cloned. And honestly, she's been acting very, very strange.
I may or may not have a couple of really good friends who believe the same thing, right? And so a couple of months ago, I was like, all right, dude, I got nothing to do for 8 hours. All the girls are out of the house. Give me your best stuff. He was like, man, you got to Google this and follow this guy and do this. And I went down the rabbit hole hard. Like, I'm ready to believe, right? But I found was people saying, like, I have the evidence. Wait until you guys see this.
Okay.
But I could never get to the smoking gun. If somebody has the smoking gun, please.
We want the evidence. Yeah. Who are the damn clones out here? We have allegedly Jamie Foxx is a clone from the 972.
Yeah, I mean, yes, everybody is a clone.
I hope Jamie Foxx isn't.
Biden,
I think he's the most talented
Tom
person
Hanks,
in the world.
They're all clones.
They all could be clones. I mean, the Ken Hamlin thing or the, gosh, what's his name? The safety.
Oh, DeMar.
DeMar Hamlin, not the former Cowboy safety. DeMar. People allegedly said he was a clone.
Yeah. Well, and they didn't actually allegedly say it. They did say it, but it hasn't. It hasn't totally proven to be true. He's been involved in a lot of on-field disasters, though. Like the Tua play, there was a play the other day where Waddle gets rolled up on, and it has Damar Hamlin's fingerprints all over it. He's just kind of like kamikaze. Just everybody, if you get around him, just expect to get banged up, you know, or around his clone, perhaps.
Mm. There's a lot of people texting in about clones.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I could see that. He's also just so psycho. Maybe he's not.
817, Joe Biden is confirmed a clone. The real one is dead. Confirmed means it was a theory at one point, and then evidence arrived that made it undoubtable. That's what confirmed means.
They don't know what confirmed means.
Not confirmed. Not confirmed.
I mean, I just realized.
What we do have confirmed is Zach LaVine not playing tonight. He's going to be out. Against the Dallas Mavericks.
That's good.
That helps.
He's been really good.
Here's a question. 817, what is the reason for cloning? To live longer? No, it's so you can escape for your evils. You can stay in the Epstein Island land, right, where you're doing all that very sinful behavior, and you send a clone to go be accountable for your stuff. Of course, after you blackmail them into doing that, you have to threaten their family's lives. You must go pretend to be the fake Jeffrey Epstein or P. Diddy or whatever, while we continue our life of depravity, and you'll be held accountable for it. You know, so that's the
clone wars, man.
Yes. You know,
this is crazy.
Everybody's being texted in as being a clone.
There's a lot of clones, and I don't know what is real and what's not. Hell, I might be a clone.
Yeah.
Is that something a clone would say?
I think so.
Think about that.
You know, I would. I'd think you'd get trained up pretty good to do a full-on woolly bully. A couple years ago for a bad payoff, you did one hell of a Broadus. Maybe you could be a Broadus clone.
I'm a chameleon.
At some point. But how do they clone you and then age you to the perfect spot? That's a brilliant technology as well to come up with.
I don't know.
So,
my mind is racing.
A lot of tech that will, I'm sure at some point be unveiled.
But shout out to the whale day, man. That was the exploding whale. That was something. That was a revelation today.
Terrible idea.
It was educational for me.
Oh, it's a terrible idea. But the video, that guy explaining the whole thing, and then afterwards, like, oh, our cameras had to stop rolling. It was crazy. We got carcass flying everywhere. Whale blubbers hitting me.
We needed the guy that was at the Hindenburg to be doing the commentary for that.
It was unreal.
Oh, the humanity.
It's whale blubber flying over our heads.
RJ Choppy's definitely a clone. I like that text. Okay, we're back with a sports hodgepodge, Chief. Where are we going with that?
I actually have a little Diddy and Tom Cruise stuff for you, but we also have the moment in yesterday's show where I almost committed a 3-time Hall of Fame level mistake. That'll be next year.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the nation.
Here we go. Aubrey nearing the end of the first quarter from 60 on the left hash. Long kick. Plenty of leg. What a great call by Mike McCarthy. Just as everyone said he should do, he sends in Aubrey for a 60-yard field goal, and Dallas leads 10-0.
Yes, sir, there it is. A Cowboys replay brought to you by Ciroc. Please drink responsibly. Cowboys game last year against the Philadelphia Eagles, remembering better times as they were taking over the division last December. Segment here, it's a sports hodgepodge, and it is brought to you by Window Nation. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org and the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is injured in a car or truck wreck due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. The DAC news of the day, a hamstring avulsion. It basically means the ligament tore off the bone last Sunday. So that's a tough one, and he could be out for a while.
Is it the tendon or the ligament?
I'd have to look that up.
I was hearing it was the tendon. That's a good clarification.
Thank you for that, sir.
Okay, Dr. Broadus.
I just was trying to be accurate.
No, that's good. We need to be accurate.
We talked about it in the 5 o'clock hour, and that 5 o'clock football hour brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, where B-dubs is football.
Damn right it is.
Way to go, Chief.
Dawson. Yeah.
All right, so Wolchuk mentioned no Zach LaVine tonight for the Bulls. He's one of their star-studded kind of offensive players. He's been really, really good, 20-plus points, doing it efficiently. They'll be without him tonight. Of course, the Mavericks without Derek Lively, so that is big. And P.J. Washington, so you can expect some small ball lineups, five wide. You better go score 125 points or something. But I saw... The impact of Derek Lively right now, and you saw firsthand without him the other night versus the Pacers. And granted, it was like shortly before tip-off you found out you didn't have him because he got hurt in the pregame. Yeah. So you didn't really get to plan for it. It was the second night of a back-to-back, and you were playing a rested, young, get-out-and-run Indiana Pacer team. So it was kind of a recipe for disaster. The night before you played Orlando, which looked like a middle school team with the way they shoot the ball, and then in comes the Pacers. So it was a bad night. You got dominated on the boards. You got dominated in the paint. And without Derek Lively, you can understand why when you see that the players defending the hoop as the closest defender on shots inside 7.5 feet from the basket. You have Derek Lively fifth in the sport right now in terms of the opponent's field goal percentage in those situations. So it's not full-on rim protection necessarily. It kind of goes out even a little bit more. But right now, Chet Holmgren is the best in the sport at deterring those shots. Then Wemby, then Evan Mobley, then Walker Kessler, and then it's Derek Lively.
Okay.
So Derek Lively is, we know how much of an impact he has, but defensively, you don't always necessarily see it, but he's clearly a guy that defenses have to fear around the rim.
Yeah, that's definitely a causation. You know, you take Lively out, you become a massively worse defense, and you know, from the looks of it, without P.J. Washington now and Kleba, this is going to be a tough game against a poor opponent tonight against the Bulls, where you might have to rely on getting to 120 or maybe even more to get the win. You know, This is going to have to be, at least they're pretty rested. They'll have an opportunity to go out there and, play hard, because they're going to have to play hard on the perimeter to avoid what is, you know, a massive letdown there in the paint defensively. As much as you like Gafford, he can only be out there for so long.
We got some football stuff. I saw a little paragraph about Derek Carr at the Saints. Dennis Allen, he gets fired from the Saints. Derek Carr is being called out by his former wide receiver, Michael Thomas. And there's a little excerpt in a story here about the Saints deep dive. And it says, there was a moment that caught players' attention last year. Dennis Allen never criticized Derek Carr's decision-making, even after he threw an interception that was returned for a touchdown against the Falcons. Derek Carr and Dennis Allen both said that they didn't expect the Falcons' safety to play the route the way he did. But just days before, during a practice, the practice squad safety, Jonathan Abram, played it the same way and intercepted Carr. Abram got yelled at during the practice for playing it wrong.
There you go.
Ooh.
There you go. We talked about that. Remember the interception that Dak threw in the back of the end zone? And It's like they try against the Lions where
made a great play.
Branch made the play. And I guarantee they ran the play three times during the week. It's like, no, play the crosser.
Right.
Play the crosser here, you know, and Dak's thinking he's going to have a clean throw there. You know?
Yeah, I'm sure this happens plenty.
It happens a lot.
This is how we're drawing it up.
Watch practice a lot.
We only want to practice against what we believe the coverage is going to be in this scenario. Yeah. And it ends up being an interception in practice and in the game, but the defender in practice is getting yelled at for intercepting the ball.
Exactly.
I mean, you should be fired right there. Dennis Allen, obviously gone now with New Orleans, and We'll see if coaches prefer that spot over what is inevitably going to be an open spot for the Cowboys. Bobby had some funny clips today that he put together that I will play here in just a second. But Wolchuk called me out yesterday in real time for something, and it was warranted. It absolutely was. He saw me sort of caught up in the air, and he could feel it. He could feel the pressure rising within me, but we overcame it. I still want to play you the sound. This is during Football's Finest yesterday. Wolchuk makes a reference about the Larry Fitzgerald moment, which is an all-time Chris Arnold moment. Incredible. On the nosebleed seat some years ago. Moment. So this was me yesterday trying to give a Jameis stat, but I was filibustering and confused while trying to find it. I thought I had it pulled up, and then I go to it, and I'm like, oh, crap. So then I'm like, I'm lost in the sauce, and you can hear it for a second in my voice. Jameis Winston, on the other hand, some funny stats with him. He has already thrown almost as many. He says most dropped interceptions this season. It's Matthew Stafford with 6, and then it's Jameis Winston with 5, and he's only played in 2 games.
It's going to be a Larry Fitzgerald stat moment here.
It was close. It was close.
I was like, oh gosh.
I was hanging on by a thread there, and then it popped up, and I was so thankful.
The recovery was pretty quick, but I was like, damn it.
You can hear the stuttering and the panic.
I know that feeling.
I could tell. I was like,
it was right here.
Wait, where'd it go? I had the window.
I'm drowning.
Yes. I don't have the life raft for you. I don't know what the stat is.
Yeah, nobody can
help
you.
We're scrambling.
Nobody can help you in that moment.
Is it getting hot in here?
Yeah.
Just bleep it. It's a freaking beard.
And it could be 3 or 4 seconds of confusion, but it feels like 3 or 4 minutes in real time. Now, Wolchuk said, I thought you were about to have the Larry Fitzgerald moment right there. And if you don't know what that is, here's Chris Arnold trying to give us an on-the-fly stat of the day about Larry Fitzgerald in the nosebleed seats about 4 years ago.
Do you know he is – I think this is the wildest stat about him. He has more
this is great.
Sex than anyone in the history of football.
No, it's more – batted down passes or then how do I explain this? He's had more. Nobody gets picks off of him. He's either batted down or incompletions. You throw to him, it's a completed target.
Yeah.
He's got more. Oh, I got to look it up. It's a crazy stat.
You throw it
to Larry Fitzgerald, he doesn't drop the ball.
I love it.
I'm hamstrung right now. I'm just handcuffed, hamstrung.
Dude, it's entertainment, bro. He didn't even try that. Man, it's just entertainment.
It's so good, dude.
Chris, I'm locked in.
It's a legend.
And you can't go to the next subject. We got to figure this out first, Chris. Wait a minute.
I'm going to find this.
Wait a minute.
That is a legend.
Oh, it is so good.
You'd be
so
trying to walk to the elevator. You'd be like, hold on, there's one more thing.
I know what it is now.
Yeah, I figured it out.
I know what it is now.
That's one of my favorites. And then when Eric came on here after his daughter was born the first time, and he's telling us how your wife, no medication, just went
home birth. Yeah, all natural.
Went ahead and did it natural style. And Chris just goes, no epidermal?
Yeah. He's like, wait, there was no epidermal? He was very serious about that question.
It was an incredible question.
It was a
great
question.
One of my favorite questions.
It really was.
What was the stat? Like more touchdowns than drops or something?
He has more tackles than drops.
Wow.
Because of all the interceptions that Cardinals quarterbacks were throwing, he was having to chase down people and make tackles. But as a wide receiver, he was never dropping the ball because he was sure-handed.
Yeah.
So it's a great stat that a wide receiver, throughout a long career, has more tackles to his stat sheet than
amazing.
He does drops.
Amazing
it's
stat.
An amazing stat. And to CA's defense, he had no inclination before the show that we were going to get to that. Something popped up in his brain, and then he was searching for a good 60 seconds.
Just say completion targets.
He
has more completions than targets.
I love him so much.
He's the man, CA.
Now, with all the election stuff going down, we had Bobby and Sean and RJ this morning with some campaigning, if you will. And this is for the next Cowboys head coach. This is Ben Johnson. This is a campaign message from Ben Johnson, who many Cowboys fans want to be the next Cowboys head coach. He's the play caller for the Detroit Lions. Ben Johnson, Wrong for America's Team campaign. Take it away.
Ben Johnson is one of the hottest head coaching candidates in the NFL. But what is the mainstream media not telling you about Ben Johnson? Just ask his players. Quarterback Jared Goff recently told Kay Adams that Johnson makes things, quote, almost too easy. Too easy? When even easy is a problem, what can you expect when things get difficult? Bill Belichick knows how to make things difficult on his offense, boasting an impressive 28 straight games without his team scoring 30 points. Ben Johnson, too easy for Jared Goff, too wrong for America's team. Paid for by Belichick for Dallas 2025.
Genius. That's pretty good.
Well done. Well done, Robert.
Really, really good right there. And then there's a Mike McCarthy attack on Bill Belichick campaign message as well.
Hold on, bro.
Sorry about that.
The following is paid for by the McCarthy Family Bar. Bill Belichick wants to be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, but why is this Patriot wrong for America's team? Bill Belichick doesn't want you to know that he's never had a tour group walk through one of his press conferences. Belichick likes to point out that he game planned for Peyton Manning, but what might it look like when he's game planning for Derek Carr while an account executive from LG brings his nephew by for a picture? There's only one man with the expertise to handle such a high-pressure situation, Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy has a proven track record of consistently bringing teams back from blowouts so that they don't lose quite as bad. Bill Belichick only makes comebacks in the Super Bowl. Can the Cowboys fans trust that kind of inconsistency? Bill Belichick, he's just like anything but winning.
It's awesome that he uses the Super Bowl reference and the comeback. As I saw yesterday, the electoral college votes were 28-3 at one point.
Oh, wow.
And somebody said, will Trump pull a Falcons?
That's good. I like that.
I mean, anytime 28-3, any sport, always the fallback. Atlanta's going to have to wear that forever.
Diddy celebrated his 55th birthday on Monday.
I'm going to miss those political ads, by the way.
I know.
They were pretty crazy. What was that one guy? Oh, my gosh.
All red.
No. It was, if you're against cops, then why don't you call a crackhead?
I don't think I saw that one.
That was crazy.
It's awesome.
The other one was, she's for they and them. He's for you. That's a knockout blow right there.
We were watching the game, and there was back-to-back Ted Cruz. There was one for him, and then the very next one, the next commercial.
Didn't believe that guy that you just heard from.
Next one's like, I'm not Rich's bleep.
Some, I feel like they should have a parental advisory on them. They're terrifying.
They are terrifying. Oh,
yeah.
Yes. Like, I don't want my kids to know this.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're popping up all during the people were lamenting the fact they're like, I'm used to hearing my dad scream at the TV during the games, but I go in there and it's during the commercial breaks. I'm like, yeah, these commercial breaks were pretty nuts, and they were all over the place. You can't get through a football Sunday. That was the one reprieve was with your 7-hour commercial free date with Scott Hansen on Sundays. You don't have to worry about that.
Yes,
but otherwise, it was all up in the sports. Really was. Happy birthday, Diddy. Belated, of course, 55 years old on Monday. And apparently his birthday menu consisted of fruit, cereal, breakfast cake, skim milk. It'll be the same all week long. Coffee not available until Saturday. It's a once-a-week coffee opportunity for the Didster. Lunch, pasta with marinara sauce, meatballs or chickpea marinara. Inmates also received a garden salad, assorted dressings, whole wheat bread, fruit, and a beverage. With dinner, Combs will get the option of having either chicken fried rice or tofu fried rice. Black beans and carrots will be served with it, with more whole wheat bread and another beverage. So that is how they celebrate the birthday there. Remember, former inmates at this particular Metropolitan Detention Center call it a pure hell. So yeah. I'm assuming it was perhaps the worst birthday of his life that he just experienced. And then last week you had the news about Courtney Burgess, a witness who testified before the grand jury. And it's a dude, Courtney Burgess, and he claims that he had been in possession of 11 flash drives containing at least 8 of Diddy's freak off party videos. And he also claims that 8 different A-list celebrities appear on those videos. He describes those celebrities in those videos as being victims. So that's how it's at least being sold at this point. I mean, who knows? I don't know. But 8 A-list celebrities for whatever that means. I'm not sure exactly who. The Jennifer Lopez stuff continues to kind of seem to get worse and worse for her. So it's just, that's going to be, I guess.
Is going on with J-Lo in this? What? I didn't see this part. What?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of pictures of her with Diddy at these parties, apparently.
Didn't they date? Well,
I mean, he was a party guy. He always throwing parties. There's a whole lot of celebrities with him in parties. Is there something like, is there a photo of her suggesting, or is there a story or something?
Well,
like that?
Apparently there is like videos of her that Diddy would make the other people watch, like in just sort of on a loop or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's his bag. That's his bag. That's what Cassie said.
Yeah, and I don't know. I don't know anything else. I see a bunch of headlines. I don't click on them, but Jennifer Lopez, I think, is going to end. Like, she's worried. She's worried that she's going to get thrown in from an indictment standpoint or something.
She's canceled her tours because the sales are really bad.
Yeah, the sales were bad.
Yeah,
tough scene. Yeah, I saw a story yesterday that all the guests there signed NDAs that they can't say anything about Diddy publicly until his death, and then for 20 years after.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so maybe they're going to need that evidence to do the talking for him, you know, the video evidence.
So somebody has tapes of J-Lo, bro?
Yeah, I think so.
Man!
Wow. It's going to be a hot item.
Yeah, well, and I don't know if somebody has those tapes, or if it was just Diddy had them and he would show them to the other people.
Yeah.
He was really proud of his wives, apparently.
Yeah.
That's right. Got to run Nation.
Check this out, Playboy.
When we get back, we'll cross with the Fan After Dark, see what they have cooking, set you up for Cowboys Crosstalk as well, and we're back in the Nation. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Cowboys Crosstalk's coming up at 7 o'clock. You're going to have Bobby Belt joined by Drew Pearson, among others. So stick around for that. Then you'll have the Fan After Dark coming up from 8 to 11. A Falcons superfan behind bars after she reportedly scammed someone at a $14,000. You guys ever been scammed? Yeah, she was taken into custody, Carolyn Freeman, at Mercedes-Benz Stadium where the Falcons were playing the Cowboys. It was the site of a felony. According to Atlanta Police Department, she's been charged with one count of theft. Charge stems from an October incident occurred early in the season. A group of Falcons fans hired Freeman to provide a chef, food, drinks, live entertainment, tents, chairs, and prizes for a tailgate party before a game against Kansas City. On the game day, however, Freeman did not deliver any of the things she'd promised per authorities. About 14 grand gets you a pretty dang good tailgate. Some Falcons fans have believed they were heading for a great catered tailgate.
Damn, she wanted it all up front, like not even a deposit or nothing. I want the whole thing up front. I'll be right back, I promise.
Yeah. Wow. This is like the roofing hustle after you get a tornadic activity in your neighborhood. They come through and they're like, oh, yeah, just put a deposit here. And, you know, they run through your neighborhood and leave with six figures sometimes. You know, these guys are pretty good at it. But, be on the lookout for the fake tailgate hustle. Pope Francis accidentally showing some support for the New Orleans Saints after a typo on social media. Not even the Pope could turn around their season. Yeah, posted a message for All Saints Day on X last week with the hashtag Saints, which automatically produced the NFL team's badge. The Florida Lee, how do you call that?
Florida Lee.
Yeah, next to the phrase. The tweet said the Saints are formed by the Beatitudes, poor, meek, merciful, hungering, and thirsting for justice, seeking peace. They're filled with God and incapable of remaining indifferent to the needs of their neighbor. They bear witness to paths of light that we too can trod. And NFL fans were in stitches over the air, particularly because of the context of the tweet and the Saints' poor performance so far this season. Yeah, one of the worst things is when you lose to a team badly and you think, oh, wow, this team's getting it turned around.
Yeah.
And then they're not. This happened with the Broncos about 8 years ago. I remember Trevor Siemian tore up the Cowboys pretty good.
Sure did.
And we were thinking, oh, that's because Denver's pretty good. You know, they're going to have a great year. And they, too, like,
they sucked.
Lost a bunch of their remaining games. And then you have a New York City Marathon officials disqualifying a participant for running with e-bikes. Oh. Okay. Yeah, disqualified and banned. This is Matthew Choi, an influencer. He actually lives in Austin, Texas.
Hmm.
And he was removed from the results of Sunday's race and banned after officials learned that he was using e-bikes as like a bubble around him. Okay, so he had e-bike like camera people, but also kind of like security. And they were cruising around him, you know, keeping people away from him. He does have 404,000 followers on Instagram, more than 465 on TikTok. apologized for the infraction, saying he was only trying to capture his journey on video to post it online. So, you know, I don't know how, you know, you accommodate influencers. Obviously, we have them at the gyms. They're and more than ever, you know, just allowed. Mm-hmm. I think in the early days, you know, employers, teams, schools would try to say no phones allowed. And they, you know, mm-hmm. they quickly learned that, you know, you couldn't ban people from using their phones in their everyday life because they're addicted to it. It's basically hardwired to your hands. Remember the early days of social media? Coaches would say, yeah, I don't let my players use Twitter.
Yeah.
And then they learned that was a major recruiting disadvantage. You wanted to have hard and fast rules like that. So
now they have to block out the noise in a different way.
That's right. Mm. Yes. So just a snapshot around some of the lighter side of the sports world here for you, G-Bag Nation. It's been a big day for Cowboys news. Defensive tackle Phillips, he was waived last night, or I'm sorry, released last night. The Bills did, in fact, pick him up. But the Dak injury, the big one, as a hamstring avulsion. It's a tendon coming off
tendon,
the bone.
Yes. Oof.
And we now find ourselves in a situation where Cowboys fans have to consider, you know, is Dak not going to play at all this year? Could you see him going winless if you have Cooper Rush, Trey Lance as a quarterback, even against Carolina, New York? I think it's losable.
It's all losable. I do think Cooper Rush is capable of beating Carolina and New York, though. But, man, honestly, that's kind of what's sad is I'm sitting here not really thinking there's a big difference in the games that they can and can't win, regardless of who the quarterback was. That's just where the team's at.
Your offense has been so bad that it really doesn't matter. I think it's definitely on the table that they could lose every game. And who knows at what point they turn to Trey Lance, which we're all kind of hoping for, but we don't necessarily expect it to make them a team that is more likely to win on any given Sunday. So, you could see them running the table from a losses standpoint. Absolutely.
And is that what you want? I mean, this would that would tie their worst finish, actually a little bit worse mathematically because of the added game, but 3-13 in 1987, Brian, could it be worse than
that? That would get you a top three pick, wouldn't it?
If it got you a top three pick, let's prepare and brace ourselves for the Shador and Dion hype to build.
Yeah, wow, that would be insane.
That will happen.
What was New England last year? Was New England they
New
were
England
second
was three?
But they were their record was did they win three games?
I think so.
Yeah, 3-14.
That would be an incredible conversation. Obviously, trading Dak would create a nearly as big of a cap hit as the Browns are facing with Deshaun Watson. But you have to consider it if you're inside the top five and you have a guy that's getting a little bit older and might be injury prone. Thanks to Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup over there at Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh. 5 hours flawless. Did it again. Thanks to Carter Freeman. He coordinated your video for the better part of 3 hours as well. Did a heck of a job on that. For Woolchuck and Chia Follow and Brian Broaddus, I'm Gavin Dawson. Cowboys Crosstalk coming up next with Bobby Belt and Drew Pearson, and then the Fan After Dark after that. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the Nation. At ease.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.